Father God, what a privilege to know you as our Father and as the Creator of all that we see. What a privilege to be gathered together this morning to worship. And I pray that as we continue to consider the teachings of Scripture, that you would encourage and challenge us. I would pray for our Sunday school program, for the children, that as they listen to their teachers, as they hear the stories presented to them, that they would be very aware of your reality. And if they have not yet done so, that they would soon commit their lives to following you. Bless the teachers, bless the students, bless us in this time, I pray. In the name of Jesus, amen. I inserted one more time in your bulletins the Apostles' Creed, and I want to encourage you to keep this handy over the coming weeks. And if you don't carry a Bible like me, you can't really insert it in the pages, but you might want to type it into your phone or take a picture of it so that you have it available. It is my hope that by the time I conclude this series of messages, you will have memorized this. It should be very doable. I'm taking small sections week by week, and we should be able to get this memorized, and then in the future, when we recite this in our service, we will just do it from heart. I'm going to have us read through it one more time, but just before I preach, just a comment. I did have someone sort of raise an eyebrow or question me about a statement quite down in this creed where it says, "I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church." I was hoping you could wait until I got to that segment to actually explain it, but just to set your mind at ease, notice that the word Catholic is not capitalized, and there is no Roman word there, and so we are not speaking about the Roman Catholic Church, okay? The creed refers to the Holy Universal. The word Catholic means universal. So don't be too concerned about saying this, because it's absolutely what we must believe in. We must believe in the Holy Catholic Church, but that's like 10 weeks from now when I will explain that in more detail. But let us repeat the Apostles' Creed together, and then I will continue with my message. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The actress Halle Berry once stated, "I believe in God. I just don't know if that God is Jehovah, Buddha, or Allah." Now, very confidently and happily, I can state that I also believe in God, and I happen to know who God is. God is the God who is presented and described in the Bible. That's the God that I believe in. Now today I am not going to address the evidence for the existence of God, and specifically the evidence for the existence of the God presented and described for us in the Bible. I've already done that in previous sermons. I will, however, this morning be addressing the subject of God as presented in the Bible and summarized in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Now the creed acknowledges and proclaims God as Father, as Almighty, and as
Creator. And now this particular statement should really be deeply heartwarming. It should be encouraging for all of us today. God is not some abstract concept. God is not some philosophical idea. God is not some impersonal being or a force, sort of like, may the force be with you. No. God is personal. God is a knowable entity. God is the Father. God has revealed Himself to us in the form or in a manner that we can personally relate to. He is a Father. He is our Father. Now, one of the criticisms of Christianity is that it is exceedingly patriarchal. And along with that is the obvious accusation being that anything patriarchal is detrimental or damaging. Now, that kind of accusation or that kind of conclusion possibly arises from two realities. The first reality is that some people have lived with the hurt and the neglect of their own fathers. And their painful experiences have led to a very low view of fatherhood. But the God that I believe in, the divine Father that I believe in, is both like and unlike earthly human fathers. First of all, God is like human fathers in that He is the ultimate source of our existence. And so just as human fathers brought us into being, so God ultimately is our source of existence and life. Just as human fathers protect their children, so God protects us. Just as human fathers exercise authority over us and they train us, so God has authority over us and He trains us. Just as human fathers care for their children, loving and nurturing them, so God cares for and nurtures us. I'd like you to